Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight is Enough comes out of there!
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she's pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Right?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the water. Bring me mine.
Works, guys.
You blew the cartridge in the
I did, and now it works. Welcome to Mamas in Relo! Yay! God, I feel like... Okay, so my name is Vanessa. Because before I go on a tangent, my name is Vanessa. With me is Christy.
Hello.
And Stephanie.
Hello.
And I feel like it has been a really long time,
it
guys.
It does feel like.
Because it has been. It's been a couple weeks.
Did you and Nary end up doing something?
No, I'm going to talk to him about doing it tomorrow so we can like bank it too.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Maybe put that out first before this just to like.
Spoilers.
If you're listening to this and you heard Nary and I before, now you know the inside scoop.
just for our listeners.
Behind the scenes talk, guys. So, yeah, last week we were supposed to record on Friday, but Oliver decided that he needed to have
a fake fever.
An incredibly, terrifyingly high fever that popped up in 2 hours.
Hashtag fake news.
Yeah. And then I rushed him to urgent care right as our pizza got here. So that was really great. And yeah, so we spent.
Like, well, before that, we have been trying to record.
Yeah, we've been trying to record for a while, but like
we were going to record on Monday, and then I went to the hospital.
Right, she did go to the hospital
because in my saga of everything hurts and I'm dying, I
hashtag pray for Mirsa.
Hashtag pray for Mirsa continues.
Have they tested you for Mirsa?
No, they have not. Well, no, they did at the hospital. They did.
Oh, they did.
They did. So one of the things that they do.
She does not have
MRSA. I don't have MRSA. Damn. I don't have any kind of infection because that's one of the when they do blood work at the hospital, I've come to find out that the kind of blood work that they test for at the hospital in ER is specifically for bacterial infection. Right. They don't test for anything else. So unless they have a reason to believe that you have like cancer or something more serious, they won't test for that kind of shit. So I have to do more extensive.
Oh, that reminds me. I needed to ask you a question.
Oh, speaking of cancer.
Speaking of cancer. Well, thanks.
Because that's not fucking ominous. Please ask in front of our listeners.
Well, I didn't want to ask in front of our listeners because it's regarding a future guest that we're not 100% sure about. What's her
regarding
name?
Cancer?
Yeah, that her husband died. I don't remember her name.
Oh, got it. Okay. Yeah. Don't worry. Yes. Okay. We'll talk about it.
Okay. I'm going to write it down.
Okay. I know what you're talking about.
I'm going to write husband
fine.
Cancer.
Nice. Okay.
To remind
Jesus
us to talk
Christ.
About it later.
Okay.
Hashtag pray for mercy.
Jesus. So I did get blood work done and I don't have. Okay. So the reason I ended up going to the hospital is because 2 Sundays ago. Yeah. Yes. I had my. I kind of live.
I think the microphone's picking up the scene.
With a perpetual headache at this point.
Do you have a headache right now?
I do. It had gone away. It was a little bit better on my medication. And then they kind of changed.
They can't give you the weeds?
My dad wants me to look into it. I can't get the Botox yet because Botox kind of has to fail. Like everything else has to fail before they give it to me.
So you get to try weed first.
I have to find a doctor that would give it to me.
Okay. Because if you find one, can you give me his number?
Well, the thing with that is that like what's available, what's legal in Florida. I've done my research. I'm like so fucking over this bullshit already. I've done my research. And what's legal in Florida is the oil. It's not the actual. Oh. It's not actual like. Yeah, weed. Yeah, whereas yeah. like in
somebody we went to high school with sells the oil now.
Well, there's a bunch of... I actually was going to send you a job that I came across the other day because it was... They were looking for someone with pharmacy tech experience.
Okay.
For...
Guys, I used to be a pharmacy tech.
For a dispensary in Dayton.
Oh, I could totally...
And it was part-time hours. It was like $25 an hour. It was like... I forgot about it.
So, you know what? Now I don't feel bad that I didn't tell you about the damn Publix cookies. Okay?
Well, I guess we're even. yes, I didn't tell you about weed, and you didn't tell me weed about job. Cookies.
Well, they kind of go hand in hand. Because when you're high, you have the munchies, and you want a cookie.
I guess you're right. Anyway, so on two Sundays ago, I had such a bad migraine that I felt like my head was going to pop. And
so awful.
So it was bad. And I just told David, I'm like, I just can't fucking deal with this anymore. Like, I need to go get an MRI. And I knew the only way that was going to happen is if I went to the ER. So Monday morning, I went to the ER. And I did. And I got an MRI and an MRA. They admitted me to the hospital. I basically told them, like, my whole fucking story of, like, the mini stroke and the whole bullshit. And nothing new came from it. They basically said that the MRI showed signs of was normal. I'm sorry, I'm not being very eloquent right now. Was normal red normally for a person who suffers from migraines.
Okay.
So
they definitely agree that you have migraines.
The good news is that it's not like a tumor. It's not like
I can get behind that.
It's not anything life threatening. It's not
a tumor.
It's not God.
Sorry, I had to do it.
I'm sure our listeners are doing it too.
Yeah, I walked away, had to come back just in time to do that.
Tumor.
You couldn't have brought the cookies.
I can bring the cookies in case.
Keep saying tumor while she's gone.
It's not anything life-threatening that they can see from the MRI in my brain. They just did an MRI of my brain, and they did an MRI of my arteries. That doesn't necessarily mean that's not something in my spine, that it's not something somewhere else. They also didn't do extensive blood work beyond looking for an infection, so it could be other things. It could be a thousand other things still. It could be thyroid. It could be like whatever.
I had an MRI yesterday.
Are you dying?
No, I don't know.
Were we supposed to know this? Because I feel like I should have known this.
No.
Okay.
No, I told you guys.
Well, I knew you were going for one.
Yeah, I went for an MRI on my brain and a thyroid ultrasound too.
Okay.
Just in case. Don't know. Didn't ask. Didn't want to know. Figure I'll find out on next Friday on my follow up.
Well, if it's something bad, they'll call you.
Yeah, so I figured I'm fine. Yeah, and my mom was like, oh, did you ask? Like,
if it was something bad that you would know.
She's like, oh, did you ask? Do you ask the tech? I go, no.
A tech can't give you.
No, and I'm not going to ask just so that they could tell me, oh, I don't know. Or,
a tech can't give you an answer. So only doctor, they're obligated. They cannot, like, they just can't because they can't. Like, they're legally bound to like, not be able to do that.
Apparently, Vanessa, you're up.
Vanessa's not dying.
No, but Vanessa needs an MRI.
It's my turn to get an MRI? Okay.
Yeah, because we've all had radiation exposure. It's your
turn. Oh, okay. So let's expose more people to radiation unnecessarily.
That's what it is.
But I don't.
So, but anyway,
now I feel left out.
I haven't told you guys about this, but I did some research this week. Mm-hmm. And
hold on. Dr. Google. She's opening the cookies.
I did some research this week because the other thing that I was like really upset about, part of the reason that I waited, I didn't go to the ER like that same Sunday is because both my mom and David wanted me to call my neurologist first, the one that I've been seeing that's way far. And I called them Monday morning and I wanted to speak to the doctor, and I told them that I was having like a really bad, you know, just like one of the worst migraines I've ever had and like the whole thing or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they were like, oh, well, the doctor's busy. He can't speak to you right now. And I...
excuse me?
Yeah.
I hate that.
Like, and I didn't get a call back from the doctor until Wednesday after I had already been discharged from the hospital.
And when did you call originally?
Monday. Sunday? Monday before I went to the ER. So I've decided that I am going somewhere else. Because while I do like the neurologist, I just, A, they're far as fuck. If anybody knows Miami, I live kind of in like the Westchester Kendall area, and my neurologist is in the downtown UM Jackson Hospital. No. So I found these neurologists that are specifically headache specialists in Coral Gables.
That's a little better.
Yeah. I don't mind going to the Gables. The Gables isn't that far.
I mean, that's a little better.
That's not far. Especially from where my house is, that's not far from me at all.
And you don't have the issue with downtown is like the traffic and the parking.
Well, the building where my neurologist or where the former or whatever is has its own like parking garage, so that's not a huge deal, but it's just the traffic getting there in the mornings when I do those appointments. It's like it's my follow-up. What I liked him the first time I went, but the follow-up for the second time really annoyed me because we sat in an hour and a half of traffic and my follow-up lasted all of 7 minutes.
That's the fucking worst.
But see, that's why, look, I love my doctor. I love my primary, and my primary's office is next to Baptist on 87th. I was ecstatic that my doctor just opened up a West Kendall location. And Baptist is not that far. But
it's really
I sat
not.
In traffic to get there and back to our neck of the woods over the time of my visit.
Yeah.
That I was like, they just opened
up an office. Well, I didn't mind that. That's where my OBGYN's office is, probably in that same complex.
The medical plaza, yeah.
Well, not my OBGYN now. Yeah. The one that delivered my kids. You know there's a parking lot in the back, right?
Yeah, but...
That parking lot is fantastic.
Yeah, but now that they built that that cancer institute...
There's so much construction.
I haven't been there in a while because since I no longer have insurance that my OBGYN accepts, I don't go there anymore. But I used to like that when I worked. So I'm like, my doctor's office is really far. And I had more time off of work to go to the doctor.
But the thing is, they don't do that anymore.
I know. Like, but I don't work there anymore.
Well, granted. But now it's like, I just go in the morning. Like, I leave my house, I go to the doctor, and then I go to work from there. So I don't have to go all the way down. But I couldn't totally understand just the fact of being in traffic for an hour and a half.
Right.
Because, and then an hour and a half to get there, you sit there and you're in the lobby waiting.
Mm-hmm.
They bring you in. You're waiting.
Well, actually, I will say this. Like, the both times that I had been to that neurologist, the wait time was actually super short. Like, I was seen within 10 minutes.
Oh, my God. That's actually, at least
I don't mind waiting 10 minutes and then like only being seen for 10 minutes because they're moving quickly.
Right.
I still cannot believe that my parents still go to this woman because I went to her twice and I'm like, I'm fucking done with this place. Her PCP, her general care, whatever. You could sit in her fucking waiting room for hours. Fucking hours. And then
I don't understand that.
And then they move you into like the, I was about to say the operating room. Like
exam room?
The exam room. Room. They move you into the exam room.
I have 5 cookies in 10 minutes. I can't do this.
And then you sit in the exam room for another 2 hours. And then you
that's a little.
But then like
extreme.
You hear her staff knocking on other patients' doors and they go, Dr. Green. Fucking doctor's name is not Dr. Green. They're pretending that Dr. Green is calling her so that she has to leave because she spends so much time talking shit, like just talking with the patients. I went to her one time, I had the flu and I had waited 3 fucking hours and it was finally my turn. And when I'm sick, I don't fucking touch me. Like, if you need to touch me to examine me, cool. Like, cariñito touches, don't fucking touch me. I feel like shit, don't touch me. She's like touching my leg, touching my arm, touching my hand. I'm like, don't fucking. So I'm like, she's like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, my nose is really runny and I'm telling her everything. And then she's like, as I'm talking, she goes, oh, have you had your pap smear? I'm like, no.
And that's not what I'm here for.
I have a cold. I need medication. Okay. Have you had your pap smear? We can do it right now. And I'm like, No.
PCP?
Yes.
I would never do a pap smear at a PCP.
I'm like,
that's
why?
Not what, that's not how this works.
Now that I'm old, I was like 18, 19 years old at the time.
Years ago.
I know she's just trying to build the fucking insurance.
No, but right. I'll tell you, years ago, when I first, like 19 years old, right. Which to you guys is like, the 1950s.
The last century.
I was going to go more than that.
But when I was like 1920, I went to my primary and she did a pap on me.
Right.
And I remember afterwards, I was like,
that's weird.
That's weird. Am I supposed to be in here for this? And it wasn't like bad touch weird. It was just...
It was weird because, like, when I turned 18, I was still seeing my pediatrician.
Yeah, me too.
Dude, I would still see my pediatrician. You should go to a gynecologist and get, like...
Well, no, this was a...
I went to my pediatrician, who is now my kid's pediatrician and used to be Link's pediatrician, when I needed Plan B, what you still needed a prescription for.
Ooh.
He had no idea how to prescribe it. He had to call the pharmacy and be like, my patient is asking for this medication. Like, how...
Oy.
And I was like, oh, this is so fucking... embarrassing. It was and then like a month later they're like, you no longer need a prescription.
Well, my pediatrician, as we got older, it turned out that his daughter is the same, we're the same age, and she and I started hanging out a lot because her boyfriend was the singer in Dave's band. And do you remember Nick Franchi, the singer of Dave's band? So his girlfriend turns out to be my pediatrician's daughter.
Nice.
So I was still like, you can see your pediatrician until you're 21.
Now. Before, I think it was 18.
When we were kids.
Oh, it was 21?
Yeah. I saw him until I was 21, until they forced me out because I loved him.
Yeah.
And when I was...
Our pediatrician forced my brother out at 23.
When I was looking to leave the pediatrician, I went to him and I was looking for him, and that's when I found out he moved to Texas or whatever. And then I was like, no. But I was like, I didn't want to leave him. I'm like, if I could still keep seeing him, I would.
Yeah.
Because
he's a brilliant diagnostic.
Diagnostician.
I'm not that drunk, you guys. Diagnostician. See, I fucking said it. Diagnostician.
But yeah,
that was a Friends reference.
It was a Friends reference. It was an obscure Friends reference, but it was a
diagnostician or boo boo fixer.
Y'all have issues.
So
you love it.
So. Oh, I do. It's just y'all have issues.
So anyway, so it got a little awkward when I would go see him, and then I was drunk.
No, but it's warm because of the outside.
And I was cold. Drunk with your daughter a couple of nights ago, and we're
with
not
my daughter. Oh, I was like, wait,
that was the story.
I was like, what the fuck were you doing?
She's the whole story is how she is.
I know, but I got distracted by your hot flashes, Christy. I thought we were somewhere else.
I am sorry that I am old and have hot flashes.
Don't apologize.
I knew
when
I get. I knew the story.
Thank you for following along. Chrissy's old and she can still follow along. What's your excuse?
She distracted me with her hot flashes. That's the title.
The hot flashes.
That's the fucking title.
I'm the one with the hot flashes.
I get hot flashes too.
Which, by the way, I get fucking hot flashes.
Well, anyway, can we circle back around?
Yes. Okay. You were drunk with your pediatrician's daughter.
Are you dying?
I don't know. I don't know what's happening to me.
I don't know where we're circling back to. Are we circling back to being drunk with your pediatrician's daughter? Or are we circling back to you possibly dying?
No, okay. So anyway, back to my...
Marissa.
Mm-hmm. I found these headache specialists in Coral Gables, and I made an appointment with them during Christmas break, and I'm going to go see them. And apparently they do stuff that's also not medication based. They do therapies that are not medication based. They do stuff that's stem cell based and holistic, and
they're going to put needles all over your face.
They might, but it's all covered by my fucking insurance. So
I'll do it if it helps me lose weight.
Acupuncture.
I'm dying. I know some, but my cousin's ex-girlfriend lost 100 pounds on acupuncture.
Really?
And kept it off for years.
I need to do this.
But that's not paid for by insurance.
Well, I don't give a fuck.
It's $800.
Every session?
Total.
That's not bad.
How many sessions?
A lot.
That's not bad.
$800?
If you split it
was $800
up.
15 years ago. I'm sure it's more.
Now, did she go to an accredited location?
If anybody has any experience with acupuncture, let us know.
Yeah, or did she go to the same massage parlor that Neri Wamos?
Oh, I have no fucking. I mean, they're from Hialeah, so take that with a grain of salt.
Oh my god, I was laughing the other day because the whole issue with massage envy. If you guys have been keeping up with the news, I'm like, Neri was clearly on the right track with the Chinese people
and not going to the
Asian.
I mean, at least the Asian people ask you.
Right, they're upset about their shit.
They ask you, do you want?
want a happy
ending. It's not like on Sex and the City when Samantha's like, where's my happy ending? No, they'll ask you.
Do they offer women happy endings?
Okay, so before I get into all of... I don't know if I would want that. I feel like I just want a fucking massage.
But I want to be offered. I would like to at least be asked.
No, feminism. I feel that if you walk into like an...
Feminism.
And this is like super like bad. But I feel like if you're not the customer that they like get excited about walking through the door. Because they're like, oh, she probably really wants a massage. She doesn't want
a woman customer?
I don't know. See why not.
Can we like go on a field trip and find out?
I have to call Marilu. My friend went to one. But she used to work like down the same strip mall.
She used to work at an Asian massage.
No, she used to work like three doors down from one, and she kept like seeing all these people go in, and she was like, "This place is not on the up and up."
No,
like she was all about it, and she was friends because
that she saw them.
And they're everywhere. Yes.
Yeah, they really are.
Like, they had like she was working
like
at
every shopping center.
Yeah, she was working at this like little viejito, like this little old
there's
people.
One on Bird Road like, with like the red Chinese lanterns hanging.
Well, not that one, but that's like one of those.
But there's like three on Bird Road.
The one with the Dunkin', they used to have Dunkin' in it. Mm-hmm. Well, she worked. It was like a viejito's like wellness center.
Bird Road and what?
Like by Three Chefs or Chickens or something.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Three chefs and a chicken.
When I first saw that restaurant, I was like, what the fuck is that?
It's my brother-in-law's favorite
restaurant. There's chefs and there's chickens.
It's a fancy chicken kitchen.
It's nothing special.
I think Mary and I have been there one time, but it wasn't called that when we went there. It was something else. With a chicken.
Yeah, because my friend worked in that shopping center, and it was like where she worked was like a social services place, and then there was a military recruiting, mm-hmm. random other stuff, and then it was the massage parlor. And like she made friends, because of course she does, with the guys over at the military recruiting office, because she loves men in uniform.
Oh, well, who doesn't?
So like they would talk about it, and like they would watch this place, and they're like, this is not on the up and up. So like one of the guys even like they like made him go over there to like see the price list.
I mean, we could totally do that. We can like just go on a field trip.
I'm not their ideal customer.
I mean, like, can't we just play like Jugar la Boba and just pretend like
I just tell it like I have a knot in my back. I mean, can you?
I mean, I feel like that's something.
Oh, this is me. Okay, sorry. Mm-hmm. No, I just got an alert that I paid somebody on PayPal, and I thought that I was going to get mad at my husband because I thought he was somewhere where he wasn't supposed to be. Nothing bad, just like it says Hot Topic.
Where are you, Jeffrey?
They're at the comic book
store.
Well,
no, it said you just paid PayPal, Hot Topic, doing business as Box Lunch. And I was like, what the fuck? Where the hell did they go? And then I was like, oh no, because it probably just paid something I ordered from Box Lunch because they just shipped it. So, yeah, I suspect my husband for going to stores and spending money.
So, yeah. So then, are you done with your dying story?
I don't know if I'm dying. Stay tuned. Mm-hmm. I'm going to
keep us posted,
neurologist,
please.
And see. But I'm hopeful because these people, like, I was really nice. Like, the lady, the medical assistant that called me, like, stayed on the phone with me for, like, a good 20-30 minutes.
That's nice.
And, like, asked me about my medical history and asked me if I had already had... had an MRI and everything done, because she was like, okay, well, because and I like it was literally like the day after I had checked out of the hospital, and mm-hmm. she was like, oh, okay, well, if you can get those records from Baptist, because we would have done one anyway, so it's less testing that we need to do, so if you can get them, you know, we can move on and do other testing or whatever. So they were already gonna do more testing and like, stuff like that, so I'm hopeful that something at least will
they're
come
moving
of
in
it.
The right direction.
Yeah
So I really don't, even if, God forbid, like, there is something more fucking serious, I just want to fucking know what it is. Like, I'm so fucking
right, because then you can
I've been
at least
fucking
start
dealing with this since
it.
August. Like, I'm fucking over
is,
it.
Like, I get it, because, look, I don't think you have anything. I know you would like to know where your symptoms are coming from, which that's the important thing. I don't think it's something like MRSA. MRSA was good.
MRSA's the good one.
Sorry.
But I did get my hospital vacation for two days, which was really nice. I slept for a long time.
Oh my God, this is amazing. But like, so...
And wait, I watched Friends reruns and King of Queens reruns.
But like, I'm frustrated for you, because like, you've been dealing with this for the last couple months, just trying to get checked out. And then I like see like the other route, which is that I fucking complain of a couple of episodes and one bad migraine and I get straight to an MRI.
Well, I'm going to start going to your PCP.
Yeah.
My PCP sounds great.
She's awesome. I love her.
I need
her.
To make sure that she takes my insurance because apparently, even though I have baller insurance, a lot of people don't take it. Yeah. Like, I have like two of David's cousins are doctors and I've kind of been chronicling them with my symptoms and like she has like bad migraines and she told me about like her doctors and like they do like cannabis and Botox and like and I looked them up and they don't take my insurance.
That's annoying.
Super annoying.
Yeah.
And they're great. Like I looked at their reviews on like vital signs and like what then they had health grades and they had great reviews and they were highly recommended. They don't fucking take my insurance. So, you know, it is what it is. It's fine. And my insurance is good. Like I have really good insurance.
That's why like I see the difference. Like mine, I'm going there with like most likely stress related symptoms because that's what mine she even said it this all sounds like if it's just stress related but I'm gonna send you here anyway and you had to just freaking after 3 months
you had to force it
go to an ER like it's frustrating
yeah.
It's like and mine and I'm not saying like and literally she didn't send me to get me to spend money either because they found me like the cheapest place to go get the MRI. Mm-hmm. Good location, but cheaper than going to a hospital.
Right.
But, you know, and it's frustrating when like you're telling somebody, I've got these symptoms. I've got this pain. Just tell me what is causing it.
And I read a lot also like about just because I've been just doing my research or whatever. And I've read a lot like in like different like Facebook groups and stuff like about women that have had these symptoms like around this age or whatever. And everybody has different answers. Like it's turned out to be different things for different people. And but a lot of women get told like, oh, it sounds like you're depressed or it sounds like you're stressed or whatever. And a lot of women basically just get like ignored and told that they're like, you know, that it's nothing serious. Whereas if a man were to come in with these symptoms or with different things or whatever, or like a man comes in with like whatever stupid.
Because men are babies.
No, but look,
you know, whatever, like they like in just in general, like men can take it more seriously or, you know, whatever.
Well, yeah.
Look, I will tell you and just to show you the left and right of it, she's not wrong. Because you've been fighting with your doctors to get checked out, and it's really
been weeks
easy
now that you've been fighting with
months. It has been since I mean, officially, like the TIA was in September, but like
December. Guys.
I've been feeling the symptoms since before that, probably since like late August.
Yeah,
right. But it's gotten like really serious.
It's gotten really
in the last
bad.
Couple months,
right?
So you've been fighting all this time with like from your initial symptoms, and you've been asking, and like Jeff had like some pain. Right. We went to an urgent care and the doctor was like, no, you need to go to an emergency room. You need to get this checked out. You need to get this. And I was telling the doctor, I believe this is stress related. And the doctor at the urgent care and the
didn't
doctor at the hospital
him?
Was like, well, you know, we need to check him and we need to do this and we need to do that. And I'm not saying that it would have been different if it was a woman, but it probably would have because they were so. It was so hard for them to not discount it as, oh, it's just, you know, this is all stress related. It's like, you know.
But I think they also, to play devil's advocate, they need to cover their ass. Because God forbid they tell him, oh, the reason you're vomiting or the reason you're whatever is just stress related. You know, go home and relax.
Mm-hmm.
And then he drops dead 2 days later
right.
because he has like some crazy
an aneurysm
in his stomach
or
he has an aneurysm or something. And they missed it. Like they're on the line for that.
100%.
But the thing is that you could go in with the same exact symptoms.
Oh, no, I completely agree.
Yeah. And
David told me, he's like, I don't want to say, he's like, I know this is going to sound like the most asshole thing I've ever said, but he's like, but I kind of hope something is actually wrong with you just so you can turn around and fucking sue everyone that has told you this is stress related or this is like this is nothing that you have to worry about or whatever. And he's like, not because I want something to be wrong with you, but because you've been discounted so many times that like I mean
at least for clear we have you are having migraines. Like your MRI shows that
I am having migraines that
because I know like I have a friend who also suffers from migraines and he's like people say they're having a migraine and it's just a really bad headache
mm-hmm.
that's not actually a migraine. Like migraines are debilitating.
Yeah, they are.
So like you can't get out of bed, you can't see light, you cannot do anything because it hurts so bad.
Well, my boss the other day was he went like
Like, there's a difference between just like a killer headache,
right,
and like a migraine.
2 days ago, he was like, "Hey, how you feeling?" And I was like, "Cause he's been like with me, and I feel bad. I feel bad because like all of this started like
right when you started your job,
and I feel bad because like." I've never really had health issues before this. The only other thing that I've ever really had...
Thankfully.
The only other thing I ever really had was when my gallbladder almost, like, blew up.
I remember that.
Was when my gallbladder almost blew up and having Link. Those are the only other two, like, times I've ever had to be hospitalized. And my gallbladder symptoms...
Yeah, the first time I was hospitalized was having my kids.
Yeah. My gallbladder thing, I've been feeling...
Yeah. I'm old, too, though. I'm well, just going to cut to the chase.
Dr. Quinn was your pediatrician, so.
I got kidney issues, you know.
Closer to the mic, por favor.
I have kidney issues. I've had to go to, which, by the way, you'd love this. FYI, I had to go to a urologist because I have, I had urethra issues. And there is no
Did they give you adult pampers?
Under the age of, like, 60. At a urologist. Oh,
David's had to go to urologists before.
And ask David, what's the median age? With him. What's the median age in that waiting room?
I've been to the urologist, but remember, I don't want to put Dave on blast. I don't know if it's okay to put Dave on blast for that.
No, but forget about that.
Love you, BFF. It totes is.
I don't know
if he wants that business on blast.
Yeah, but think about what the median age in that waiting room probably was.
I can ask him.
Yeah.
I hear them.
It's pretty old. Urologists are you?
I went to
ask Dave if I can talk about. Is Dave here?
No, we left him.
The only one that showed up is you.
Oh my god!
Jesus Christ! That means that the purchases are getting bigger.
Can I talk about the reason that you needed to go to the urologist?
That scares me.
Vanessa, thank we though.
I know.
Why are you mad?
Already.
Oh, yeah,
look at this. Pause.
What happened?
Okay, we need to pause.
Hang on.
We
need to pause.
Yes, we do.
My mom said that one of her coworkers suffered from migraines for years, and it was because she had issues with her jaw. I've had issues with my jaw my entire life. The lady finally got it fixed, and like her migraines went away.
TMJ.
I have TMJ. I've had GMJ my whole life. So that's
my brother has that too.
So that could be one of the things too.
So you could totally get a doctor's note that says you can't give blowjobs anymore. And welcome back to Mama's and Merlot. Sorry, we had to pause because the boys came home.
And apparently, Neri is trolling the fuck out of Dave.
Yeah.
So, a little bit of context. Because all of our friends are assholes and have corporate jobs or don't work, they all decided to...
Listen, I work, okay?
I specifically requested 9 months ago this Friday off, knowing that this is always the Friday that Star Wars gets released.
Well, whatever. David and I...
Merry Christmas.
David and I could not take today off...
Neri and you?
David.
Oh, sorry.
And I could not.
I heard Neri too. Neri.
I'm sorry. David and I didn't say David. If it sounded like Neri, I'm sorry. David and I could not take
the
today
phone
off.
Landed on my finger. Guys, I'm really drunk already. And it's only been half an hour. I know, that's why. But real quick.
It hasn't only been half an hour.
I know, but I had waffles for lunch. So I'm kind of hungry. I just realized we've been going for so long and we haven't talked about our wine.
We'll come back to blowjobs in a minute.
We'll come back to blowjobs and why they give you migraines. I didn't feed them. Okay, so Christy brought us our wine today. We are drinking a Pull Merlot.
You are drunk. You're already slurring.
I am?
Mm-hmm. I bought these because I've been eyeing them at Publix
for
a while.
The bottle is really cool. I didn't like the label.
Because I liked the bottle.
I don't like it. It reminds me of church wine. And that's like not... What, Jeff? Do you have a wedding
a
ring?
Bottle opener?
Then you can open a bottle. On...
Check.
Don't worry about
Wait. No, I think I know where it is.
It should be in the drawer with the forks. If it's not there, it's on the fridge because it's a magnet.
Sorry, the Geekmore guys are here and they're being annoying.
Yeah, the boys are here and they need help with life.
They can't do anything
because they're
without
boys.
Us.
So yeah, we're drinking a Pull Merlot.
I didn't like it. It reminds me of
Stephanie
church wine.
Stephanie doesn't like it, so she's drinking something
else.
It
reminds me of the church red wine and it gives me like flashbacks to like
I don't know if
Catholic
I'm drunk,
school.
But I like it. It's from Paso Robles, California. It is 14.
I think our food's here.
It, I think so too. It's 14.1% by volume.
I think our food's here.
I mean, it's a Merlot. So I am enjoying it. Again, I don't know if it's because I'm already drunk because I only had waffles for lunch.
But I had food and I'm drunk.
I'm not drunk. But this is 14%.
Well, maybe because that wine sucks.
And this is...
I'm drinking something else. I'm drinking...
She's drinking a Faustino 8,
which is from my...
The land of your people.
From the land of my people.
If anybody knows, like, from listening to us, that I have, like, a ridiculous, like, tolerance sometimes.
Ridiculous.
And I got a good buzz going on. Mm-hmm. And we've only been through one bottle between me and Vanessa, which is a low for
I got a really Well, normally nice, I share a bottle with you guys.
This is 13% by volume. So Chrissy and I are technically having more alcohol than you.
But you guys are always having, also having more alcohol because I always spill at a bottle with you guys. And that's not happening this time.
So that's what we're drinking today. I'm gonna write the Faustino.
Oh, I also have to work tomorrow, so I can't drink that much.
Well, ever since you have been sick, you don't drink that much.
I don't, because I'm taking medication every day.
A slur, and
because I have to take medication so that I don't die. Okay, cool. Thanks.
Drinking or not dying?
I'd rather drink.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, if I die, you don't have a third co-host. Thanks.
I'm sure Missy would fill it.
that wasn't funny. That was too... No.
Too real?
Guys, you can check us out.
I love you, Stephanie. Please don't die.
Okay, can we pause now so we can go eat?
I don't want Missy to... I love Missy, but I don't want Stephanie to die.
I don't want Stephanie to die either. It was a joke.
Don't make Stephanie die.
I'm not killing
don't
her.
Don't put that juju into the...
Don't put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
No, Mercer doesn't... Mercer doesn't kill you.
Mercer gives you a hospital vacation.
Mercer, you keep messing it up just like I do. Mercer's the good one. We pray for Mercer.
I know. It's a joke.
These two bitches are drunk and we're like 45 minutes in.
Not even.
Fix it, Jesus.
But you know, those are the best episodes when we're really drunk. They're more entertaining.
We're only halfway through. This is going to be an interesting night.
Not even halfway through. Like, I feel like we're only at like maybe 35 minutes.
I think we should start talking about inappropriate things later.
Oh my God. Where's Q?
Where's Q?
Text her.
I'm sure we could FaceTime her.
Q, let's come on. Come over. Let's talk about sex.
Text her. I'll text her right now.
Text her right now because I don't...
Well, let's pay...
Oh, yeah. Shocker. Let's drunk text Q. Not the first time or the last time we've done this.
Okay. Can we pause so we can eat because our food's here?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it here?
We'll be back.
We'll be back. I promise.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yes.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for holding. The moms are back and better than ever.
Still drunk.
Yeah, but full and happy.
But full.
So, speak for yourselves. I'm not drunk.
That's because you haven't been drinking enough.
That's because
I'm not drinking bad wine.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
It's not good.
Again, just a reminder, just because I feel like it's been forever, but for you, it's been 0.7 seconds. We are drinking a Pull Merlot.
Pull, literally.
P-U-L-L. Pull.
And the reason I got it is because it felt like the bottle.
I really like
label.
The label. Yeah, it has like a really, it's like an old timey bottle opener.
Yeah.
Cork remover. What's it called? Wine stopper.
Wine?
Cork screw.
There you go.
That's the word.
Oh my God, I'm going to have to carry the rest of this episode by my fucking self.
That's the word. You know that we're the most fun when we're drunk, so. God
help me.
So
what are you sewing?
Huh?
Oh,
because I'm like trying to think of where to go.
I actually wanted to talk about stuff tonight, and now you two are fucking off the rails.
We have stuff we can talk about. But real quick, before we get into like pop culture stuff, because I'm assuming that's where we're going, is pop.
You can't even say a fucking sentence.
Pop culture stuff. I can still talk.
I can talk. You know what I'm saying. I'm just not saying it right, but I'm getting my point.
This is going to go well.
Okay, real quick. So, kid stuff. So, this week... So, Sophie, I don't know if I've talked about it on the podcast, but I know you, the three of us have talked about it extensively, like, in text message. Sophie has started, like, behavioral therapy.
No, you have not. So, go.
Just because I'm trying to avoid her classroom issues from getting out of hand. Like, her issues aren't bad. She just, like, she has moments, and I figure, you know what? Before it gets bad, let's nip it in the butt. Let's, you know, be proactive, right? So she's been doing therapy. It's been going really well. She loves her therapist, even though I don't call her a therapist in front of Sophie. She's just mommy's friend that comes to play just with Sophie.
That works.
On Tuesdays and Thursdays. And she comes here. So we've been doing that, and it's been going pretty well. So like, we've implemented some rules. We've implemented a new, like, reward system. Because Sophie loves a cake pop from Starbucks. So she needs to get 3 happy faces. So she needs to behave well at least 3 days a week.
Oh, that's a good
to
one.
To get a cake pop and a chocolate milk box from Starbucks on Fridays. You know, it's been going well. The first week we implemented it, she missed it on the last day. But so far, ever since, it's been 3 weeks now, and last week and this week, she got her 3 happy faces, whatever. Yesterday, she got a sad face because she was playing at school, and she was walking backwards, and she walked right into her teacher's Christmas tree and knocked that bitch over.
Ooh.
And ornaments broke. And... it was her teacher was so mad that her teacher did not speak 2 words to me when I picked her up yesterday.
Ouch.
It was really, really awkward. It was really awkward, and I spoke with her other teacher, because she has, I'm pretty sure I've said this before, but she has 2 teachers, a teacher that speaks English all day and a teacher that speaks Spanish all day. So the Spanish teacher is the one whose tree she knocked over.
Is that the one you're scared of?
Uh-huh. But now I'm no longer scared of her. Now I dislike her.
Ah.
I've moved from scared to complete dislike because of the way the situation was handled. She basically told Sophie that now mommy needs to give her mommy's ornaments to replace the broken ornaments. Sophie relayed that message to me.
What?
The teacher did not relay that message to me. Like, I have no problem replacing ornaments. I have no problem buying extra supplies. Like, I know we've talked about it before, where I thought that the, like, supplies cake that people make at the beginning of the year is a little overkill.
Mm-hmm.
But the teacher should have been the one to be like, listen, you know, she broke the ornaments. I understand that it was an accident, but she did break them. Is there any way you can help replace them? And I will go to Target. And I will buy whatever kind of ornaments you want. First of all, I'm a little annoyed that homegirl is an older lady and has glass ornaments in a kindergarten classroom.
I was going to say, I was like, how are these ornaments breaking?
Exactly. But that's neither here nor there.
Like, you should know better, but...
Yeah, you should know better because you're a freaking kindergarten teacher.
Right.
But I'm not going to go there because then I feel like I'm victim blaming. She had her ornaments. They broke. They need to be replaced. I have no problem replacing them. I really have zero problem replacing them. The teacher should have been the one to tell me. The teacher should have been the one to tell me what happened and what needs to, you know, where we need to go from there. But yeah, I don't like the way she handled that. And apparently Sophie was like spilling her guts to her therapist because she didn't tell me this. I was in the room when she said it to her therapist, but she didn't tell me. She told her that the teacher called her bad Sophie. And then all the kids started making fun of Sophie, calling her bad Sophie. I'm like, yeah, we have crossed the line into you scare me to now I do not like you. And maybe Sophie misconstrued the words. Maybe she misunderstood. Blah, blah, whatever, whatever. You don't call a kindergartner bad Sophie.
To play devil's advocate, just because, again, I have a lot of experience
right.
in education, kids do tend to exaggerate or flat out make up
stuff. I completely understand that.
I mean, and I do know that Sophie occasionally has had a penchant for like doing that from time to time.
I completely agree. Completely understand. However, when I dropped Sophie off this morning, we were a little bit late, so I had to walk her into the building. A little girl from her class was like, Sophie, remember yesterday you broke the tree? So I'm now leaning more towards the kids were making fun of Sophie because the teacher didn't stop it.
Right. And did the teacher talk to you yet?
No. Today was a little bit different because today I had to pick up Oliver early because...
life.
Because my belly button hurts, so I had to go pick him up early. So
they made you miss Star Wars.
Yeah, I had to leave Star Wars half an hour after fucking Star Wars started. I had to leave.
Hashtag adulting.
Yeah, I had to go be a good fucking mom and pick him up. And I had to take him to urgent care.
First world problems.
Yeah, because the doctor, I had to take him to urgent care because the doctor was on lunch. So I couldn't take him to his regular pediatrician. We had to go to urgent care. So I took him
to. You just waited like 20 minutes for the doctor to get back from
lunch? No, because I wanted Oliver to take a nap. So by the time we left the urgent care, I already had a diagnosis, a prescription. The prescription was already called into the pharmacy. Like, that was all done. And it was time to pick up. And I couldn't wait till 1 because I had to pick up Sophie before 2.
Yeah.
So the timing was just shitty. So I had to take him to the urgent care. So when I went to go pick up Sophie, Oliver was asleep in the back seat. So normally I get out of the car and I walk 500 feet to go talk to Sophie's teacher. And then Sophie and I walk back to the car. But today I had to do the drive-through pickup. So I couldn't get out of the car to talk to the teacher. The most I got out of the teacher was like, oh, did she have a good day? And I got a so-so. Okay.
So she hasn't mentioned issue.
No. And the other teacher, when I spoke with her yesterday, she was like, oh, did Sophie tell you what happened? And then Sophie was like, yeah, I told her. So then in talking to that teacher, she was like, well, because she came to my class after the incident. Like, it wasn't even said what the incident was. I'm taking Sophie's word that she knocked over the tree. So, yeah, that's what's happening in my world.
I just feel that that's like a lot to put on the shoulders.
Like, that message is completely inappropriate for Sophie to pass. No. The fact that the teacher wants me to replace the ornament, completely acceptable. The way the message was transmitted to me through my 6-year-old, completely inappropriate and unacceptable.
Like,
the teacher should have had the fucking balls to be like this. Yes. I don't care how mad you are. I don't care. Like, even if it came out wrong, yeah, I probably would be annoyed if you said it the wrong way. But it's more appropriate than me hearing from my 6-year-old, Mommy, you have to give the teacher your ornaments. First of
all. That was a very, asshole-y comment. Let's call a spade a spade.
I'm pretty sure the teacher was like, now, Mommy, like, it's trying to not talk about money, trying to not, like.
No, but that's an asshole-y comment.
It is.
Yeah.
It totally is.
So and this is just my, like, you know, asshole opinion, whatever. I would, because it just happened to have come up in therapy, I would write the teacher a note or send her an email, however whatever the common communication method is.
Oh, I have to call the school and leave a voicemail because she doesn't use email, she doesn't use the text app, and I could either write her a note or call the school.
Is it 1984?
Apparently.
Okay, well, whatever. Whatever the preferred method of communication is, whatever. I would just do that and just let her know, like, listen, this came up with, just the teacher knows she's in behavioral therapy?
Yeah, they do know.
She'd be like, listen, this came up with the behavioral therapist. I wanted to discuss it with you. Please let me know when you're available for a meeting and take it from there. Because that's 100% what I would do is I would ask for a meeting.
Yeah, no, it needs to happen because I'm just like, again, for the record, I have zero problem replacing the ornaments because I've had ornaments break on me just this year. My kids broke 2 of mine and it breaks my heart when they break because I'm very attached
to them. For the record, Vanessa's a fucking ornament fiend. Mm-hmm. And it's like, since I've known you, you've been an ornament fiend.
Well, and I remember the Treetopolis of...
Oh my God, yes.
of like 5 years ago.
Oh my god, that was so heartbreaking.
Fucking traumatic.
The great Christmas tree fall of 2012.
Yeah, when your tree fell and you lost like a shit ton of Disney ornaments.
Yeah, and they're like the personalized one. It was really heartbreaking to like wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning just to hear a bunch of tinkling because everything's breaking. It's really sad.
So you get
and, like, I mean, but honestly, like, before that happened, I never realized how attached I was to my ornaments. Now I get it. Like, now I am attached to my ornaments. They are, like, I don't want to say they're my babies, but they are sentimental. They're really important to me, which is why all the breakable ones have not seen the light of day for 2 years. Because yeah. I have little ones. I have little ones, and the last thing I want is for them to break. This year, two of them broke because the kids were opening boxes and were taking stuff out without me realizing what was happening until one smashed.
Yeah, my breakable ornaments have not come out of the box in a while. They came out this year, but I did something different with them this year. Mm-hmm. I put all the breakable ornaments in a vase that I have. Mm-hmm. So they're in the vase as a display.
That's pretty.
Instead of being on the tree.
Right.
I don't really have like breakable ornaments because like specifically for that reason because like,
well, I started collecting them before. I had these pre-kids.
My mom was always like, my mom is such a fucking psycho that like to this day like can't decorate the tree. Like I'm fucking 31 years old and I can't help her decorate the tree because it's like she's so fucking crazy that she doesn't even if it's cheap shit, she won't like do it. So I feel like the more important thing is to like do shit together.
Right.
So like I literally have like Dollar Tree and Target ornaments.
Well, that's what's on my tree right now.
Well, yeah, that's what's on my tree right now is I like to go to Pier 1 after Christmas because they put everything 50% off or more. So I found a lot of like metal ones, like tin ones and plastic ones.
Or that shit that if it breaks, it doesn't fucking matter.
Because I paid $2 for it. Not even. $2 ornaments.
Like for a set.
Right.
Yeah. Like what's on my tree right now, there's like some that won't break. There's like these angels and stuff like that. And then Dollar Tree freaking red balls that I found this year. And for the last 2 years, my Christmas tree has been stuffed animals.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we did that 1 year when we were growing up and like the Beanie Babies were huge. We tied a bunch of red ribbons around the Beanie Babies. Like we put little bows around their necks and we decorated the tree with Beanie Babies. And it was really cute.
I put like some like ornaments that are like some balls around the tree. And then I got like Mike Wazowski and like stuff like that. And like I put like Santa hats on them. And then I had other like Christmas themed stuffed animals, like little Beanie Babies and stuff like that, like little toys that we've have just for the holidays, and I put them into the tree. And Nathan, like, yeah, he would pull them off the tree every once in a while, but big deal, it was a stuffed animal.
Right.
But like this year's the first year since Nathan's been around that I actually did, and Nathan gets his own tree. Mm-hmm. Like I have my big tree and then Nathan gets like his little tree, like cause it's called the birthday tree,
right?
Because his birthday is in December, so he gets his tree and all the entire tree is just Nathan ornaments, like because that is how many ornaments I have been given with my child's name on them, so he can make an own tree, but they're all like non-breakable ornaments,
right?
But you know, we have breakable ones because over the years we've like me and my best friends do a Christmas gift exchange, and one of my friends every year as part of the gift exchange at the end, she makes us a personalized ornament for the whole group to commemorate the year. So I have all of these. Some are plastic, some are not. And like 2 years ago, Nathan grabbed one from the box and it broke.
Right.
You know what? Shit happens.
Right. And I get it. But if the kid, I mean, like one of the ones that Oliver broke this year was from a gift exchange between friends. Like we did an ornament exchange and it was a Minnie and Mickey cupcake set. Mm-hmm. And then they were glass and he ripped the box. So they kind of like the Minnie one just like popped out and it fell. And it shattered. And I mean, I was sad in the moment, but it wasn't one of the personalized ones. It wasn't like baby's first Christmas. It wasn't any of those. Neri and I started my collection because they're mine. Let's be real. We started my collection when he and I first started living together. But even then, we were like, we don't know how the dogs are going to react to having a tree in the house. So we went to Target. We got a fake tree. We got the plastic balls. We got plastic decorations, like tin ones, stuff like that. So that if the dogs did accidentally knock the tree over, they weren't going to break. It wasn't until we started going to the Christmas store in downtown Disney where we're like, hey, look at this ornament. And this one's ceramic. And this one's glass. And, you know, oh, we can put our names on it. And that's when we started getting more breakable ones. ones, and I've been more like, oh, but this is so pretty, I need to have it, kind of thing.
Yeah, so we get the connection and we get the thing about trees, but we also like the sensibility that has to be there.
Like, lady, you're a kindergarten teacher. You're in a room with 45 to 6-year-old children. You need to realize that at some point, bless you, at some point, somebody's going to throw something, somebody's going to push someone. Or like in Sophie's case, she was walking backwards.
No, but here's the thing.
Kids walk backwards all the fucking time.
Let's say you graze the tree when kids are filing out of the room. You can't assume that every kid is going to be so perfectly behaved.
But like, even here, every single freaking day, I have to tell the kids, don't touch the tree. It is for looking at. You don't touch it. It's like, it's not a toy. It's not a game. I know it looks pretty, and I know the little ornaments look like toys. You're not supposed to touch them. And it's a constant struggle that do not touch it.
Right.
But
especially we have a real tree that, God forbid, it gets knocked over. Now I have to clean up on top of all the fucking pine needles that fall off. There's a giant puddle of water that I need to clean up. So please don't fucking knock the tree over. Please. So yeah, so that's what we're dealing with now. And I really don't like how that situation was handled. But yeah. And I've always tried since Sophie started school, I've always tried to be like, I don't want to be that mom that's like, oh, but my kid doesn't do that. Oh, but my kid is an angel. Da, da, da. I want to be on the teacher's side. Like, if the teacher's telling me this happened, I want to be on her side and be like, hey, Sophie, the teacher told me this. I believe your teacher. But at this point, it feels like if you're calling her bad Sophie, even if she didn't actually say those words, if you're calling her bad Sophie and you're letting the kids taunt her because she was quote unquote bad Sophie, like, no. Yeah. I'm her advocate. Like, I'm the one that has to stand up for her. So,
right.
Yeah, you had me as an ally, but now we're done.
Mm-hmm.
Like, from now on, it's going to be like, oh, but Sophie doesn't do that. No, she doesn't do that. My kid doesn't do that.
Right.
So now you got that, mom. Congratulations. Teacher. All right, on to happy things. Because I feel like I brought the room down. Sorry, guys.
No, but okay. Sometimes, you know, you gotta... It's true. That's a lot of pressure on a kindergarten kid.
Right. Like, and
that's not... Listen, we were talking to Steph's husband, Dave, just during our break, about how he communicates with parents of his older students, and he teaches high school.
Right.
He still communicates with the parent and the student.
Because you don't
put that on the kid.
Right. You can't. Listen, I completely understand being like, tomorrow is red t-shirt day. Tell you guys have to wear red t-shirts. And the kid having to be like, okay, mommy, I have to wear a red t-shirt tomorrow. You know. Would I appreciate a flyer that says tomorrow's red t-shirt day? Sure. Would I appreciate the teacher telling me, hey, tomorrow's red t-shirt day? Sure. But that's not like make or break. That's not a disciplinary thing. That's not something that's going to, it's not going to be like a monetary strain, you know, because maybe I'm counting pennies. Maybe I can't afford $20 worth of ornaments to replace whatever Sophie broke. I don't even know how many broke. She just told me they broke. It could have been two that broke. Right. If I only need to replace two ornaments, I only need to replace two ornaments. If all of them broke, then that's a completely different story. I'm not even 1,000% sure what broke. She may not have even knocked the whole tree over. She may have bumped into the tree and an ornament fell off.
Yeah, you don't know the extent because a kid's, shocker, exaggerate.
Exactly. So it's...
Don't worry. We get you. And this is a safe space.
Judgment-free zone.
But honestly, it, like, and if you have a different take on it, let us know.
Yeah.
PBS is doing a Little Women miniseries.
Is there?
Apparently. I'm
left
sorry.
Field.
I'm sorry.
She's researching topics.
Cast led by Angela Lansbury as Aunt March. What?
That's random.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah. But, like, I get it because, you know what? I'm getting to the point that I feel like they're either, there's, two extremes going on. Like, it's like, oh, helicopter parenting. But right. helicopter parenting is bad because, you know, quote unquote, you know, you don't want that much.
Because you need to give your kids space.
Space. But yet,
you're telling the kid. But then you give your kid space and then you're bad because you don't give your kid boundaries. It's like, well, you can't fucking win. But I mean, that wasn't the point of bringing it up. Like,
No. I mean, and it's like, it's a communication issue. And
it really is. It's a giant communication issue because, I don't know what I've talked about on the podcast and what we've talked about amongst ourselves because we just talk so goddamn much. But last year in pre-K, the school had, apparently it's like a countywide thing. I'm sure like schools across the country use it. An app called Remind where you can text a teacher without having the teacher's number and the teacher can reach the entire class all at once, or like you can communicate one-on-one.
Everybody has.
Last year Sophie's teacher used it all the time. Like, I was able to reach her all the time. Like, I would pick Sophie up and then like 2 hours later Sophie would mention something that happened at school, even though it would spend like 10-15 minutes every day talking to the teacher after school, because I'm very lucky that I can pick her up at drop off, like at dismissal time. And I would text her, hey, Sophie just told me ABC, what's going on? Because I'm just really curious and I can't get more information out of Sophie. And she'd be like, oh no, we did whatever. And like, we had open lines of communication, and the teacher would, even sometimes when it was like too much to type, she'd be like, hey, can I call you? And I would have conversations with her teacher all the time, which is why I still want to be friends with this lady. Like, I think she's really cool. And if you're listening, I don't want to say your name, but if you're listening to me, please be my friend.
never mind. It won't go through.
I'm kind of amused by that statement, but
because okay. I want to be her friend. She's a really cool never people. Mind. So this year, one of Sophie's teachers sent me the flyer, the Remind flyer, with her classroom code. So I'm like, cool, I have it. And then I never got that flyer from her homeroom teacher. And I'm like, okay.
But I feel that should be a school-wide requirement.
Right. I agree.
They can't do that.
No, but like a form of community, like if they're going to agree to.
You can't make everybody. It's a generational thing. It really is. Unfortunately. And like David's on the tech team for his school. And unfortunately, like we move past the generation, Christy, yours, that refuses.
No, I'm IT, no, so fuck that.
refuses or not, I don't want to say refuses.
It's just not what they do.
They don't adapt well, or doesn't want to, or, you know, just they're just not used to technology. Well, can you not watch that now? If I'm not watching it
What are you watching?
The Little Women trailer.
No, don't watch that now.
But yeah, like, but I get that.
Until we move on from that generation that like is just not tech savvy, like it's just not going to happen.
Right. So like one of Sophie's teachers is a little bit younger than the other.
Go ahead.
So she has the Remind app, but she has it turned off. So like she can turn it on to message the entire class, but then she turns it off right away so you can't respond. So if I want to reach out to her, I can't reach out through Remind. Then the other one just doesn't even have it, period.
I have a friend of mine that's an attorney, and he posted on Facebook the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually going to continue. I actually want to see if I can find the status because it was fucking great.
So
but
then
it was so sad at the same time.
Last month we went on a field trip and like I was talking to some of the other mothers that like we all had the same teacher last year, and we were all kind of, I don't want to say we were complaining, but we were like comparing experiences so far. Yeah, because we all had different
That's a good word.
I was actually thinking that word, but I wasn't sure if it really applied. But yeah, we were commiserating and just like comparing how the teachers were, because there was five or six of us and there's six different kindergarten teachers. There's six teachers and they're three sets of two. So like how Sophie changes teachers in the middle of the day, it's the same. So we were all kind of like comparing, and one of the moms was like, oh my god, you won't believe but what my teacher said to me. And we're like, well, what did she say? So she said that she had asked the teacher about the Remind app. She's like, oh, do you use it? And the teacher's response was, oh, no, only pre-K uses that because they have time for that. We're too busy to use Remind. And I'm like, then how are we supposed to contact you? You guys, there's no direct phone number to the teacher. There's no I don't have an email address.
I found it. So whenever you're
ready. Okay, I don't have an email address to the teacher. I can't remind. I can't text them. So how, if I have, the only way to contact them is to call a school, leave a voicemail, and then wait 24 to 48 hours to hear back. I'm like, if I call you on a Friday, I won't hear from you till what? Tuesday or Wednesday of next week. By then, there's going to be a whole other issue. Because especially with 5 and 6 year old kids, you can't, I mean, you can bring it up, but they're not going to remember something that happened last week. And it's not effective to be like, oh, remember what you did a month ago? Like, we need to fix it today. No, that's not how little kids work. They just don't. You need to fix it in the moment. So it's just, it's been extremely frustrating, and apparently it's not getting any better next year. So one of the things that Sophie's therapist recommended is to maybe look into a different school that would offer the same structure but a little more like love and compassion, because she needs the structure but she also needs the care. And I feel like that's just not,
we looked into like a charter school.
Yeah, that was actually what, that was a huge conversation that Neri and I had nonstop since pretty much Sophie has started daycare. Mm-hmm. Because I told him, like, I don't really want her going to public school, but, you know, also, like, private religious school is expensive. And then, like, neither one of us is, like, uber religious.
There are scholarship options.
Right. I mean, all, but, like, not even taking any of that into account. It's just, like, going over options. I'm like, honestly, I think charter would be the best for her.
It is. It's a good option.
But he was, like, hell-bent on the school where she's at now because it's his element. It's the nostalgia. It's right. The elementary school where he went. And I'm like, you know what? It's an ACE school. It has good reviews. I've done research on it. It has all these great programs.
Charter schools are ACE schools too.
I know. No. But Sophie School has a Cambridge program. Sophie School is a BISO school. Like, it has a really lot like of the BISO things. School, I love like, the fact that it's BISO. It is intense AF, dude. It is.
But that might be a little bit too much for her right now.
I agree.
So I feel like that's doing, at this point for her, is doing more harm, might be doing more harm than good.
Maybe not. I don't know.
My concern with the charter school is one thing that I've heard, is, and I don't think Sophie has any sort of delay.
No.
But the only concern that I have about charter schools is that I have heard that they're not a school to baby a child.
No, they're not.
They need results. So
if you have a kid that has a delay, or has a special need, I wouldn't put a kid in a charter. Yeah,
because they need results. Because
they run like a private school. Yeah. So if you have a kid that has...
Right, but if you have a kid with a delay, you need something like a Montessori school. You need a specialized school for that need. Sophie doesn't have that. So Sophie can't, because public school...
charter school is a great option.
Charter school, private school, they're all kind of the same. They're all results-based. Like,
Right by my house.
They're all about...
Right by my house.
What?
Right by my house.
There's a high school.
Four. No.
No, well, there's the a whole bunch.
But there's one in the corner of Vape.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that one. That's a good one.
At my friend's on there.
I know, that's because really that's where I wanted to put Nate. But
I wanted to put Sophie there just because they're
it's a dragon.
It's a dragon. Their mascot is a dragon, and I'm like, how fucking dope! Awesome is this? How dope to be like home of the dragons, y'all. Like
I looked up? Into that for I looked into for Nathan, but then I talked to my sister-in-law and a friend of hers. Nathan doesn't have a delay, but I
don't know. That's a good option for Nathan right now. That's
the thing. So Nathan, in a couple years, we'll look and see where he's at. But right now, he's not in contention for a charter school because he's not there. But I did get an amazing report from his new therapist on their initial review. And she's like, he doesn't need that much assistance. We're going to just basically prep him for school.
Right.
And I'm like, I knew that would be the case. His delay has been strictly because of his ears.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was a huge delay that put him back a little bit, sadly. But he's doing it. But yeah, like charter, I'm not, that's the only issue with charter, but she probably needs a smaller classroom.
Yeah.
I 1,000% agree. A 1000% agree.
And a
that was like my first
that.
Thought when Sophie's teacher first started complaining to me, and we started looking into getting her behavioral therapy and getting her into all these kinds of programs. I'm like, maybe all she really needs is just more individualized attention at school, and that would be a charter school or a private school, something right. with a smaller class size.
And that's really what it is. And really, I mean, her class, that that's the
but
thing,
her class
you know.
Isn't even that big. There's only 20 kids in her class. It's not that big. I've hearing people say like there's 30 something kids, there's 40 something kids in the class. Her class is not that big. It could
that's
be
usually
worse.
Not a problem in public school until they're older,
right?
Because I know when David was in public school, they weren't that wasn't an issue until he wasn't I'm sorry, that wasn't an issue until middle school, mm-hmm. where he had a class of 40 that he was supposed to be in with a co-teacher, but the co-teacher was never around,
right?
So he was in a class with 45 kids by himself,
right?
So,
and I feel that the when I'm talking about class size, it's really and I don't want to shit on public schools, because there's nothing wrong with public schools. I am a product of a public school system, but the problem is I am the product of a public school system pre-testing,
right? Yeah.
Right, and that's been a big issue with...
They're still going to test in charter school, though.
Right, and that's fine. I have no problem with the
testing.
No,
it's not a test. It's not the same... The thing is that it's become
Stephanie,
priority.
Yeah, I remember taking...
It's become priority.
Yeah, I remember...
We both went to private school, and we still took tests, but yeah. they didn't teach us to test.
That's what I mean.
That's a problem.
Never. Like,
Sophie's homework now, every other week, she gets SAT practice questions mm-hmm. in her homework. But I remember taking SAT in elementary school. Yeah. I remember doing it, but I don't remember it being...
The curriculum.
It wasn't. And in private school, it's still not.
It's yeah. And like part of... Sophie's therapist we've been trying for weeks to get her therapist into the school, because Sophie's problems aren't at home. They're at school, and we just want the teacher, we want the therapist to just shadow Sophie
yeah,
in the classroom.
That shouldn't be a problem.
It
just
shouldn't.
Watch, not even talk to her, not interfere.
It shouldn't. Every school I've ever worked at, taught at, has always
the
allowed therapists.
The answer was no.
On campus. That's weird. That's a huge red flag.
Yeah.
It's a huge red flag.
Well, more in conversation that I've had with her therapist recently, after we finally got the no, because it took weeks to get a solid no. In talking to her, she's like, honestly, like, even if they would let her go to the school, but they would have to pull Sophie from the class because Sophie can't miss instruction time. And that's the way they worded it. Instruction
but
time.
But she doesn't want to instruct Sophie.
She wants
to observe it.
I've said, I'm like, she's just shadowing. She's just watching. She just needs to see what's going on. Because we can talk to her till we're blue in the face, but unless we know exactly what's happening, mm-hmm. we can't fix it. And then the principal was like, oh, but Sophie's never been in my office. And I'm like, great. I don't want her to ever have to come into your office. I'm trying to avoid that. I don't want her to, like, I don't want to have to get a phone call from you being like, oh,
yeah,
Sophie's here in my office because she did XYZ.
Yeah,
I don't
never
want
done
that.
If Sophie, violent.
Let me put it in a different perspective. If Sophie had a physical disability, or if Sophie had an emotional disability, if Sophie had a learning disability, if Sophie had the need for an occupational therapy, if she had a need for speech therapy, all of that would be allowed.
I spoke with the teacher. One of her teachers has been with this school for 20 plus years. They've never been allowed inside the classroom.
Are you serious?
Never.
I have a big issue with
that's
that.
That's a huge issue.
They only allow people to come in and observe if the school calls them in to observe. So if the school sees a problem, so basically if the teacher sees a problem and the teacher requests it, then they'll allow somebody to come in. But OT, speech therapy, see, all that stuff, they pull the student from the
Nathan
class.
Nathan is turning four this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
He is...
That's a huge red flag.
I know.
He has been...
That's a huge red flag.
He has been since he was 18
months. I've been
months.
In and out of education since I was 21. So I'm back in it for now, but I've been in and out of education for the last 10 years. I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
Ever.
And that's Nathan's exactly what Sophie's therapist has said to me.
Yeah.
And I told her, I'm like, Neri and I have had this conversation, because that as long as the school is working for us, I have no problem with her going to his school for the nostalgia factor of it. It seems like right now it's no longer working.
Because you can always, because yes, the school can identify an issue, a teacher can identify an issue or can potentially identify an issue, but a parent can also potentially identify an issue and can request the school's assistance.
Right. What I'm going to give it another week, and then after the winter break, I'm going to request that the school request somebody also come in and observe, because I feel like there's something going on. I don't know if it's coming from the teacher. What I'm scared is that now it's coming from the teacher, that she's already expecting bad behavior from Sophie and is now finding it in every tiny little thing that she does. So that's what I want to avoid. I don't want her to be labeled as a bad kid, because I don't think she is a bad kid.
No, and this is not a private therapist.
She's from the county.
The
program where I found her from came from the county.
This is not someone like you're paying out of pocket.
This is because
it's not someone that's like doing you a favor. This is not
exactly. I'm not paying her to tell me that she has a problem. Right. This is somebody that is not being paid by me. She's coming. She is an outside party, and she's telling me something is not right here.
Look, Nathan has been in therapy since he was 18 years old. 18 months old.
Like, really? Is he 36 now, Christine?
18 months old and through 4 years old. And right now, like, he's going to start the next phase of his therapy right now. And the only issue, and I say issue with air quotes, that I've had with his current school was just that they wanted insurance papers.
And that's fine.
That's the only thing that they asked that the therapist provide. They're like, hey, if she's going to be on campus, we need insurance papers, because God forbid something happens to her.
Right.
Yeah, they need like liability insurance.
Liability. Like, but till we got that, to not prevent Nathan's delay, they allowed her in there for like 3 weeks.
Even though his scholarship should pay for it, but...
No, yeah, but they just wanted the paperwork.
Right.
But that's what I mean.
Yeah, because they just need a copy of it. Yeah.
She was like, oh, can you just provide me with some sort of information that says that
she has insurance. With Neri. He's an independent contractor. He works with the cruise lines. One of the cruise lines is like, hey, we need to make sure that you're insured.
Right.
God forbid something happens to you.
It's liability.
We need to know that it's covered.
Yeah, it's liability, right. Because God forbid this chick like slips in the floor.
Exactly. Or you know, like shit. Or God forbid, something falls on her head. Like, you know, accidents happen.
It's true, but they still let him in the school. You know, I've never ever had an issue. And then Nathan's been in two schools. Not saying that he's been in like public schools, but you know, he's been in
public schools. A huge,
but it's a completely different animal. I have never heard of a school. And again, not a private therapist, a county program.
And I told them that they're like, oh, because you went private. I'm like, it's not private. Like, I'm not paying her. No, it's quote unquote private because I sought it out.
Oh, so you were a concerned parent. Sorry.
Yeah. I apologize.
No, guys. But yeah, I find a very difficult any school in general that does not allow shadowing. In general.
They only allow shadowing, like I said, if the school requests it and they do an assessment and then the assessment says they need to have somebody come shadow. Like, so in January when we all come back, is when I'm actually, I should probably do it now and be like, hey, you guys have 2 weeks to think about it, but this needs to happen.
I think you need to follow up with the Dragons and see if they're accepting applications.
Well, I don't know if I want to change her in the middle of the year.
I wouldn't change her in the middle of the year.
I don't think
I've never recommended. I've had principals that don't recommend this.
I don't recommend
changing in the middle of a year unless it's a super extreme case where like she's being harassed or bullied or something really terrible like that where she's afraid to go to school.
No, and the reason I say it is because they are becoming ridiculously popular.
The Dragons. Yeah.
So you need to apply.
Well, you need to apply and get on a waiting list or whatever. Like, they'll probably
At the Dragons. I'm waiting to see how my friend feels about the school because she's kind of like.
Let me know. I have like two friends that are teachers and one is their counselor.
Okay. But that, and then Neri's niece goes to one in Doral. So I think we have that family tie there. So I'm not sure. because it's cousins.
I would apply to as many of charter schools. I would if they're the two that I'm thinking of, they're owned by the same management company.
Yeah, they're all the same.
Okay, so I would just as they all have. They're all gonna. You're probably gonna get put on a waiting list regardless. So I would just apply to as many as you can.
You can say no.
Yeah, because you can always turn and jump, because that same company also owns the one that's on Bird and 142nd.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is a
good... Yeah, the one by Christie's house.
Right, which is really good also.
Yeah.
So, I would just apply to, like, just the ones in the area. The one that's on, like, off of Bird and 107th is the same company as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's what my moth. Friend's kid went there before they transferred to
the... Yeah, there's a moth.
He's right behind me. I think, listen, and it's not saying you need to pull her, because that's may not be the right decision.
No,
you need to be prepared for what needs to be better. Listen, I will tell you, I am a big believer that some stuff happens for a reason.
Right.
Everything happens for a reason.
I agree.
And sometimes you think it's the worst thing possible, but it does it for a reason and it forces your hand. Nathan, to me, needed to be in a different location for his betterment.
Mm-hmm.
Not that there's anything wrong in the other location, but it wasn't right fit for him. Because of that, my hand was forced.
Right.
But I thank every day that they forced my hand.
I agree.
I thank it every day.
And that makes me, because Oliver and Nathan were in the same school for a little bit, and it makes me like Oliver's school more, that they did force your hand, because they recognized that they couldn't handle it. And that is perfectly okay.
Yeah.
You need to be able to say, I cannot handle something. We either need to get help.
Yes.
We either need to bring somebody in that can do it, or tell you, I'm sorry, I hate to do this, but we cannot have your son here.
And
it hurts. I mean, I wouldn't want to hear that as a parent. And I remember how upset you were hearing that. Like,
it hurt.
It hurts
for a while until
you found the right place and you see he's doing 1,000 times better. And you're like, whoa, okay, I completely get it. It was the right move. And, you know, we have to give the first school its credit.
FYI, the first school never gave me any hesitation about having a therapist there.
Yeah. No. I remember.
At all. They actually were like pushing, like, if you want to bring anybody in, if you want to do this. So
it's really hard.
Bothers me that they're not allowing somebody to go into that class for her betterment.
No, believe me. It's been like, Neri was like, we need to call the superintendent. We need to do this. And I'm like, you know.
No, that's not going to do
It's not going to do any shit. Good, because I'm pretty sure the superintendent is aware of that school's policies. And if that's the school policy, that's fine. I don't want to be that mom
going
that's
to
like,
the county and trying to go
boat.
Up that ladder is gonna do a whole lot of nothing.
I do follow the superintendent on Instagram, though.
Everybody does.
Yeah, that's I promise you. The superintendent does nothing.
He's
a figurehead.
No,
position.
But the thing
it
is,
does nothing.
The thing is that why fight for a school that doesn't want to fight for Sophie?
Right. Oh, I get it.
I'm not saying that you need this is not like a you need to move Sophie to another school.
No.
I'm saying don't start that battle.
Oh, no. Like, I'm already like, okay, so we need to start doing some research, because probably next year she won't be going to the school anymore.
Exactly. Like, listen, it was nice. It's very close by.
It's not even that close by, because the school is ridiculous and has 3 campuses, and the kindergarten campus is 10 minutes away now. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and you're already heading towards the other direction to pick up Oliver, so...
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No, and that's the thing, is like, you need to worry about your kid. And again, like, I don't want to call anything out about the school, but it's true. It's like exactly what Steph said. That's a huge red flag.
I had no idea it was that bad. Red flag.
No, it was bad.
I've never heard of this to me, and I thought like, oh, they would just like, you know, maybe have the same issue that Nate's school had. And it wasn't even an issue. It was, hey, we need to check and we need insurance.
Right. No.
And once they got insurance,
it was fine. No.
It was fine.
No. No. They just flat out said no. Like, okay.
That's fishy. Yeah,
no, it is.
That's
it is. I feel like they're either hiding something or they just don't want me to uncover a problem with them, even if it's like a small problem, like they just don't want the headache of allowing a third person, a third party in.
And if, you know, mamas out there, if you've gone through similar situations like this, let us know. Like,
yeah, Mamas and Merlot, MOMMASANTMERLOT.
Yeah, I look, at the end of the day, like, if it's not the right fit, like, if it's not the right fit, it's not the right fit.
And Nary and I have discussed that. We haven't talked about it in a while because last year it went really well and we were happy with the outcome of everything. But now I'm like, it's a topic that we need to revisit.
Yeah.
And we need to seriously consider making a change. So. And I'm totally fine with making a change.
Yeah.
Like, I have zero issues with that. Like, it's not going to...
Well, whatever route you want to go, again, because I've been in and out of it for, like, the last few years.
No
like,
worries.
Please let me know, because even if it's private school, and if it is private or public, I've worked in both, and if you, you know, I can kind of help you navigate those.
Thanks, BFF.
You're welcome, BFF.
All right, so you found the post you want to talk about.
I did. So my friend that's an attorney up in Orlando posted this the other day. And again, just in that generational avoidance of technology, just received a nasty faxed in all capital letters.
Faxed. Nice.
Faxed letter from an attorney who has been practicing for 50 years. He is demanding a written response since his office, quote, does not engage in email. From now on, I will refer to him as a demogorgon since he's clearly living in 1983 and is about to get beat by a quote, kid. Hashtag Stranger Things.
Wow.
I will tell you, though.
There are people, apparently,
that don't engage in email.
Don't engage in email and still... fucking send faxes.
FYI, I work in insurance. I send a minimum of 5 faxes a day.
You still fucking send faxes?
Send them electronically.
But we send them electronically, but sometimes I need to use the machine because of the way that... And sometimes they fail when I try to send them electronically because our system sucks.
In the legal field, I was like 23... 23. Yeah, about that. And they were still sending faxes, but it was already being, it was really the only people we were sending faxes to was like the courthouses.
We send faxes,
but they were already like phasing them out, and maybe a couple of like older attorneys here and there, but they were already getting phased out. We were scanning a lot of shit and emailing a lot of shit.
We try to email as much as we can, but I will tell you that I still have to fax. Almost all of my offer letters are faxed and then sent via mail.
I'm like taking pictures of shit and sending it on my texting shit on my phone to people.
Like, yeah. We have to call. Like, we call and we request information from other insurance companies, and we get feedback, like pushback, saying that's great. Please send it in writing. Like, everything in the insurance industry still. Is in writing.
I can't believe that shit.
Yeah, like a lot of my job still has to do
with- I mean, I understand putting it in writing, but an email is putting it in writing.
An email can be forged.
And like, if I do send an email, it's an email with a Word but PDF document.
Well, I was offered to get back into education and like doing what I'm doing, like everything goes in a PDF. Like, I never.
You don't want them to edit it.
Absolutely not. Like, I never don't put something into a PDF, but it's.
Yeah, but we still use fax machines. We have a multifunction printer that works as a fax. And like, we have the system that we can just fax from our internal system, right from my computer. But 9 times out of 10, that sucker comes back with message failure, and I just need to get my happy ass up and walk to the machine and do it. Because there's always, like, so many issues with our system sometimes. But, you know, it is what it is, and I do it, and that it's a still a... And I we joke about it all the time. The funny thing is we joke about it all the time because we are considered a paperless organization. Right. I can show you the stacks that are sitting on my desk of shit that I still have to print.
Lovely.
Because, yeah, you're paperless technically, quote unquote. But
okay, but like, okay, but okay. So if you still want to send faxes and shit, fine. But to not engage in email,
but that's ridiculous. I know
several attorneys that they will not. They won't even provide an email on their attorney rep. Well, on their
yeah, that's what that Sophie's teachers just don't
provide. They will an email. Not. I will tell you, a lot of the Miami firms that I work with do. When I go up the state of Florida, well, it becomes less and less.
Makes sense.
I will tell you, Tampa, very difficult. Very difficult to get somebody that uses email. And I'm sure,
like, middle, like, central Florida, like, Podunk, very like, nowhere. Difficult
to get engaged, to find somebody
if
that...
If you live in that area, we're very sorry.
No, and it's a very litigious... Funny enough, people love to, like, throw stones at Miami for being litigious.
Not litigious.
Tampa's bad. Central Florida's really fucking bad when it comes to lawsuits. And they are, and it's also a strategy. That not engage in email, while it may sound quote unquote like it is, I'm not with technology, it's also a strategy. Because they don't want instant communication.
You can put stuff off.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah, they can say, oh, send it to me in writing. I'm not going to talk to you via email because email, I have to respond between I'm going to get it and you have a confirmation that I got it.
Oh, I know. No, I know. Yeah, I mean, I worked in legal for a little while too. Like, I know the longer you put shit off. Yeah.
Because I see it all the time. And that's why I'm saying in the industry that I work, I fax and all the time because they like to fucking push shit around.
They do.
Right. Anyway.
All right. Please hold. Hey, mamas. Thanks so much for checking out this week's episode of Mamas and Merlot. We had to cut it a little bit short this time. Well, technically, we went really long because the boys were having a play date. So, and by boys, I mean our husbands. So, we were able to talk a little bit longer than usual, which is also good for you guys because that means that we won't miss weeks if we have stuff stored. So, thanks so much for checking out this week. The continuation of this will come next week. And, as always, you can find us on the Geek Bro Network, along with a host of other podcasts. What's Up Bro, Zeros on Heroes, What's Good, Shiver, Mal Geekmore, The Talking Geek, Seasons at some point, sometimes. I don't know when it's coming, but it's coming. If you want to send us any stories or any wine recommendations, please send us an email. Mamas and Merlot, MOMMASANDMERLOT @gmail.com. And it's the same across all social networks. So if you don't want to email us, you can Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We have a Snapchat. Tumblr, we're on Tumblr. So just reach out. We'd love to hear from you guys. Thanks so much for listening and cheers.